All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago, and we're here until 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And so we talked about this last year. It's taking place November 27th through the 30th. It's in Des Plaines, and it is the Oakton Community College Pop-Up Film Festival. And the organizer of this festival joined us. Well, it's Michael Glover Smith. Let me welcome Michael. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Now, did we have you over the phone? No, we had you in studio last time.
It was about a year ago.
About a year ago. In studio, and we had a lot of fun talking about it. And I definitely, of course, again want to mention your book.
Yeah, Flickering Empire.
Yeah, because as we've discussed the last time, the incredible history that Chicago has with the birth of film is astonishing.
Yes.
And I'm glad a book has been written about it. So we'll talk about that. But the Oakton Community College Pop-Up Film Festival, it's the fifth iteration of that. And you're very excited about it this year, particularly because you've got a film that will be part of it.
That is correct. Yeah. On November 29th, we'll be showing my third feature film, which is called Rendezvous in Chicago.
Rendezvous in Chicago. And one of the stars of Rendezvous in Chicago is live in studio with us, and that is Claire Cooney. Hi, Claire.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
I saw your portion of it, because it's three stories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell everybody about it? This is called Rendezvous in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a film that consists of three separate stories that are unrelated in terms of plot or character, but they're related by theme because they're about three different relationships. They examine different couples who are all at turning points in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And so the first story is about Claire Cooney's character. Delaney is approached as a young woman trying to write her dissertation in a wine bar on a Sunday night, and she's approached by a young man who's trying to get her phone number.
Mm. Ingratiate himself to me.
Herself to him. So
and that eventually it is just basically a two-person it's basically just a two-person sequence.
There's a little cameo with our wonderful bartender.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's really a great way to kick off the movie, I think. And so I did not have time to see the other two stories. I wanted to make sure I saw Claire's portion because she's here.
Yeah.
But
hey, I'm the most important one, right?
That's right.
Okay, great. As long as we're clear about that.
I just didn't have time because I had to sleep, and I hosted a screening of The Longest Yard last night. But I did watch your portion of it and enjoyed it very much.
Fabulous. Thanks.
So first of all, let's get your background, Michael, first. When did you get into film and all that stuff?
I got into film as a kid, growing up in North Carolina in the 1980s. I grew up, during the VHS era.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I kind of educated myself on film history, around the time I was, 10 years old. Just watching old Alfred Hitchcock films and spaghetti westerns and so on and so forth. And then, I always loved movies, but there were no film schools in North Carolina at that time. I mean, now they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So I got into acting first, and that brought me to Chicago. I actually went to DePaul for theater school in 1993. But I was always attracted to acting because I loved movies, but I didn't know how to go about making them. And then when I moved up here, I discovered it was actually easier than I thought. So I ended up finishing at Columbia and majored in film production.
Mm, okay. Well, you went to two of the right places for theater and film.
Yeah, both excellent schools.
Absolutely, no question about it. And Claire, when did you start getting into when it was acting your thing from a very young age?
Yeah, I really was a connoisseur of musicals for quite some time. I got into it. I think my first play was in sixth grade. I was like a specialty dancer. So I did musicals all through middle school and high school and college. And then honestly, I didn't ever think I was going to pursue acting professionally until probably halfway to almost the very end of college. And I realized, like, I'm pretty good at this. I really care about it. Let's give it a go. My dad's a lawyer. My family is a family of people that are pretty rational and get real jobs. And so it was never something I was considering. But yeah. And then I moved here, and I've been doing theater here and film, TV stuff, and more recently, way more film, TV stuff than just theater. And it's been interesting. Kind of, I was pursuing acting primarily, but then through different internships or different interests, I got into doing casting directing, which helped me to direct my own first short film. And so I'm a filmmaker now as well. And then, you know, I'm an editor. And so I kind of just do whatever I can to be involved
in the
film world here.
The casting director of the film we're talking
about. I sure am, yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you get the part?
Yeah, I said, Mike, look, here's the deal. I only work on, no.
I know someone who's perfect for this.
No, it's funny because I cast his last film, Mercury in Retrograde, and I'm really proud of that cast. And of course, a part of me was like, ooh, maybe I want to be part of this. But then we found a fantastic collection of people. And then Mike came to me first and said, do you want to be part of this next film? And then the next thing he said was, and will you cast the rest of the parts, please? And I said, all right. Yeah,
that's cool. Fine. So your background.
She did get two separate paychecks.
Oh,
it's
good.
True. I did.
Good. Yeah. You had to insist upon that, I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I've done a ton of theater here in Chicago as well for many, many years. It's one of the best. I think it's the best city. I've said this many times.
In the world.
In the world to do theater.
Yeah.
They're the best. And
absolutely.
I did it for about 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Had amazing experiences in the community itself, the local like theater community. I did storefront and the local theater
community.
But
that's the thing, like the storefront stuff here is so high quality and the people that are working there are such highly trained actors, but they're okay with being paid very little.
Yeah.
But it's a passion project for these people involved, and it's incredible work, and it's such a rich culture here.
And it spills over into, you know, and you make a lot of, I've made a lot of great friends through doing theater here. I was with the Factory Theater for many years, and I was I was AD for a while, and you know, I still am really, really good friends with all of those people that I worked with there. And
yeah, I mean,
a lot of them have gone on to do film, and you know, and some have moved to LA. Mm-hmm. You know, some are still with the company, which is in its like 25th year.
Yeah, our cast. I mean, Rashad Hall, who's in the second story within Rendezvous in Chicago, he works on the stage all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I knew him. And the same with Nina Gannett. She's a wonderful stage actress, you know. So people cross over all the time.
Yeah, and the talent to choose from in this city is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, hang on, all right? You guys hang out for a second because we have to break for the news.
Right.
Claire Cooney is here. She's in the movie Rendezvous in Chicago that Michael Glover Smith wrote and directed it. And it is part of the Oakton Community College Pop-Up Film Festival that's taking place between November 27th and the 30th. We'll give you all the details on that. We got a break for news, which is coming up after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5 a.m. We are 18 floors above the beautiful downtown Chicago area, and we're here till 5. It's Wildcard Wednesday. Get your request in now, 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. In studio with me right now are Michael Glover Smith and Claire Cooney, who are both part of the movie Rendezvous in Chicago, which is part of the Oakton Community College Pop-Up Film Festival, which Mike is the organizer of. And welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
So first of all, before we get to the movie, I want to talk about all about how it got started and where you shot it and all that cool stuff. But let's talk about the festival itself. Tell us about the beginnings of the festival and what's happening this year.
Yeah, I started it 5 years ago, and actually the impetus for it was I had Erica Mann Ramis, Harold Ramis's widow, come and speak to one of my classes. And she was incredible. This was actually right before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have come had he been well enough, but he wasn't. And she came, and she had just produced a film about the Joffrey Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we watched that, and then I interviewed her in front of my class, and there were only, you know, about 12 people there in a classroom. And I was just remember thinking, this is an incredible experience. This really should be in an auditorium, and it should be open to the public, and there should be, you know, 100 people here.
Right.
So I sort of petitioned the school to allow me to do it on a bigger scale, and the Pop-Up Film Festival was born.
And how long have you been with Oakton?
I started in 2009. That was the first teaching gig that I ever had. So I've been teaching for 10 years.
Do you like teaching?
I do. I love it. I'm passionate about it.
Do you teach a variety of film subjects?
Yeah, I teach three separate classes at Oakton, one of which is called Perspectives on Film. And I only show Chicago films in that class. And I use my book as a textbook for the class, which is
very good. My friend.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very cool. And so tell me about this year's Pop-Up Festival. Now, we know that Thursday, Rendezvous in Chicago is going to be screened, but tell us about the other films.
Yeah, the whole lineup is super exciting. I mean, I think, you know, 5 is kind of a milestone.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do it up big. The opening day screening is something I'm very excited about, Madeline's Madeline by Josephine Decker, which is a great independent film.
One of our contributors to the show, Jim Leskowski, saw it, and he thinks it's one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best American films of recent years, and it actually played at the Chicago Critics Film Festival. Mm-hmm. That was the Chicago premiere earlier this year, but nobody has seen it in the northwestern suburbs, so I'm very excited to bring it out there.
Yeah, okay. And what are some of the, what else is being screened?
Then everything else is local, aside from that. So this second screening is a really great documentary called A Future Language, The Dimensions of Von Elmo, which is made by an experimental filmmaker named Lori Felker. She's really fantastic. And it's about a cult musician named Von Elmo, who's part of the New York no wave music scene of the late 70s, early 80s, who claims to be a hybrid alien from the planet Strazar.
And it's, I'm familiar with it.
What's great about this film is it's really not so much about him and his career as it is about Lori's relationship with him. They strike up a very unlikely friendship, and so the film, it's a very kind of poignant film that's kind of a love letter from one weirdo artist to another. So it's a lot of fun. And then my film will be playing on the third day. And then the fourth and final day is a program of short films, all of which were made in Chicago. We're showing a film by Melika Bass called Creature Companion, which just played at the Chicago International Film Festival. She's a really great experimental filmmaker. And then we're showing a film by Maggie Scrantum called Atoms of Ashes. She's a wonderful actress. She actually has a small part in Rendezvous in Chicago. And this was her first film as a director. And it's really kind of blown up on the festival circuit. And then the final film is called Dancer. And that's an experimental film by a young director named Haley McCormick.
So all three films are by women. Five out of the six are directed by women. So you're the interloper.
I'm the only
Get this guy out of here.
I'm the token male.
Yeah, clearly.
The only rooster in the henhouse.
Now tell me about. There's also going to be people appearing there at these screenings. Tell us a little bit about that.
So there will be talkbacks after every screening. Unfortunately, there will not be a guest for the first show. The lead actress Helena Howard was going to come in, but then she actually got nominated for a Gotham Award.
For
Best Newcomer. And it's actually the awards are the night before we're screening.
She had to
pull out, which is understandable,
right?
But nonetheless, I will be moderating a Q&A afterwards with another Oakden professor of English named Tina Fakhri Dean.
Okay,
so we'll try and help the audience make sense of this very intense psychodrama.
Right.
And then the directors of all of the other films will be there. And then for the Rendezvous screening, the cast will be there, including the great Claire Cooney sitting to my left. And she's actually an alumnus of the Pop-Up Film Festival.
I am. Film Runners played there last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So how can people, is this open to the public? And
yes, it's open to the public and it's free.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been very impressed in recent years that we've had people come from all around. People from Chicago have driven out for it, which is really exciting. So there are a lot of students, as you would expect. But yeah, there are also a lot of people just who are just interested in, you know, catching a free movie.
And is there a website where people can go and get the information?
The information is on the school's website.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So, yeah, just go to oakden.edu.
And we're going to put a link on our Facebook page as well.
It's also on the Facebook. It's Oakden, the fifth annual Oakden Pop-Up Film Festival.
There is an official Facebook event.
Cool. And it's free, so people should check it out. The first screening of Madeline's Madeline is at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 27th. Future Language is at on the 28th at 12:30. And then your screening of your film is at 2 p.m. again on Thursday. And then on Friday, the shorts program begins at 12:30 p.m. So, and these are all, give us the location.
It's at Oakton Community College, which is 1600 East Gulf Road, and it's in the Footlick Theater, which is a really wonderful auditorium.
Okay, great. So so are you excited about the... Obviously, you're excited about this year's program.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I can tell. I bet you are. Claire, you tell me about the film that you were just talking about, the one that you made.
Runner, yeah. It's a short film. It's my first film. I wrote and directed it and starred in it and edited it. And it played last year in another, I think, all-female shorts program, right? Yes. Yeah, at Oakton. And yeah, we played it like, I think, 15 festivals around the country. And we played at Chicago Critics Film Festival. And it's just been kind of a wild ride because it's my first thing. I didn't know if it was going to just kind of just sit on a hard drive in my house or if it was going to be seen. And it really has had a beautiful run. And we're kind of wrapping up our festival run now. And I'm trying to get it online as soon as I can. I'm working on finishing touches and music rights and all that kind of fun
stuff. Tell me about the origin of it. What's it about?
It's about a woman who goes for a jog and she sees a violent incident being committed. It's kind of about how she reacts to that and how it stays with her and kind of how it haunts her and how it affects her life. And yeah, it was just inspired by just me going for a run and I saw something kind of going on down the street from me and I felt unsettled and I had a song, a very poppy song playing in my earphones the whole time. And I was remarking on just that feeling of a transition from being in this beautiful, euphoric, leaves falling, you know, you got that runner's high going on, this poppy music video like trance to feeling very unsettled, and kind of that juxtaposition was really interesting to me. And so I decided to kind of explore that further, and the film kind of fell out of my computer very quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's about 13 minutes long. It's kind of a quiet thriller. It's done really well, and people are really angry with me afterwards. And so I always think that's a great indication that I did my job well. People start to fight with each other about what the characters should have done. And I'm like, great, absolutely. Yeah. I like when people leave having something to say about a film. I think that's a really good marker of success. So yeah.
No question about it. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That.
Yeah.
That's really great. And it's it's continuing the festival circuit.
Yeah, I think we're done. I think we're done. I think our last film festival was a Mill Valley Film Festival in California, which was a thrill, which also played Widows, so that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I made the film for $1,000, and so the fact that it went to as many festivals as it did, it was really, really fun. So now I'm just trying to put it online so the world can see it.
So you mentioned Widows, mm-hmm. and which is a film that's coming out this Friday. We shot here in Chicago with an insane cast led by Viola Davis,
who Liam Neeson,
a national treasure.
Yeah.
And you're in it.
I'm in it.
Yeah.
You can memorize the sound of my voice. I'm in it very briefly. You'll see a flash of me and you'll hear me speaking for quite a bit in the last scene of the film.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And the final scene of the movie.
So look out for me. I'm with Elizabeth Debicki, who is fabulous, and Viola Davis.
Mm hmm. And I mean, a lot of people, you know, the buzz on this thing is through the roof.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I know people who've seen it who just thought it was amazing. And it, I'm seeing it on Saturday afternoon. And I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to see it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, very cool. And you have a website, Claire, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. www.claire-cooney.com.
And that's C-L-A-R-E.
No I. I spell it the Irish way, like County Clare. Yeah. C-L-A-R-E.
There you go. All right. So it's claire-cooney.com. And you can get all the information there. I'm assuming you've done some of the 5,000 Dick Wolf Chicago.
It's funny. I was a like kind of a lone wolf, and I was like in a bunch of different indie movies here, and I was doing my own stuff and all that, and I wasn't getting cast. And I was thinking, oh well, you know, it's not going to happen for me. And then, bam! As soon as I thought that, I just got done with a turn on Chicago PD. I shot for 2 days, and it premiered on Halloween.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's I have. I can't tell you the number of people that I recognize when I watch the show. I'm like, I know him, and some people who have like arcs and who are semi regulars on the show.
Yeah, and it was a nice part. I was happy about it.
Yeah, no, it's and you know, I mean, I don't think the shows are that good, quite frankly.
But, I have to argue with you.
No, I understand. But I'm saying they hire a lot of people in Chicago.
They do.
And it's been great for this city. And it's nothing but good.
It's a great showcase for Chicago actors who should be hired way, 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 way more than they are.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you. Okay, guys, hang on, okay?
Great.
When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about Michael's book and the movie itself. We've got to get into Rendezvous in Chicago and get into more details about that. And that's all coming up here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. By the way, our guests were hanging out in the PPG Paints Green Room. The great PPG Paints Green Room. Do you guys enjoy the PPG Paints Green Room?
It is.
It's took a picture.
Very nice.
It's really nice, isn't
it?
It's crazy. This is all relatively new for us. I mean, we've been here since June, but it's still, we've got new offices and two new studios and a bunch of editing bays and the news department is incredible. The newsroom is incredible. And this was all after working at the Trib Tower since 1986.
Right.
And then moving over here. And it was an interesting transition for a while, but we were all settled in and it's all very cool. And that PPG Green Room is beautiful.
It feels very high tech. It feels very cool.
And you can see the Ferris wheel.
Awesome.
You can see, I mean, the view up here is ridiculous. So this is Michael Glover Smith and Claire Cooney. He is the director of a movie called Rendezvous in Chicago, and she is one of the stars. All right, Michael, let's talk about the movie. We know that we can see it on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Footlick Theater.
Yes,
at the Oakton Community College in Des Plaines. So tell me about the origin of this and how it and what it's all about.
Well, if you've seen my previous work, you'll know I'm the kind of person who is fascinated by relationships. That's kind of the subject of all three of my feature films. But I wanted to do something a little bit different this time, which was to tell kind of the story of the arc of a single relationship, but use three different couples to tell that story.
Yeah.
So the first segment is about the beginning of a relationship. The second segment is about the middle of a relationship. And then the third story is about the end of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the arc of one relationship, but I use three different couples to tell that.
That's interesting. Well, I saw the first story in it. Claire, you were terrific.
Thank you.
You're really, really terrific. Very funny, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I don't often get to be funny, so that was a joy for me.
Yeah, no, it was. You're very funny. And both of you guys were had a really
hilarious.
Nice report. Tell everybody who the actor is.
His name is Kevin Webby, and he's a very funny, charismatic, sweet guy. He's great.
Yeah. And it comes across. You guys have really nice chemistry. Antagonistic for a little while, but very sweet.
There's a fine line between flirting and bickering.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you captured that really well. Everybody involved in it captured it really well. Where was that shot?
Well, the exterior was shot in Rogers Park. Mm-hmm. That was the Red Line Tap.
I knew it as soon as I saw it. And then when he walked in, I'm like, that's not the Red Line Tap.
I've been
to the Red Line Tap many times. Yeah. Back when I was a drinking man. I've been there many times.
The interesting thing about shooting the interior, it was hard to find a place because, as you know, since you've seen it, we needed a location that would have a bar that would also have a booth that could not be seen from the bar.
Yes.
So the screenplay necessitated the architectural layout.
Specific layout.
Because
because it's got the bar and then there's an extra room.
There's an extra room.
With all the tables, and that's where Clara is sitting, not being able to be seen.
And the characters take their clothes off. So
that's right.
Spoiler.
Without getting too spoilery, they have to do that so the bartender can't see them. And I found a place in Glenview. That is Hackney's on Harms.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Now I'm happy you didn't recognize it.
No, I didn't. But now, oh, wow. All right.
Because we did redress
it. Great art direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, no, I see, I didn't. Because I'm from here, born and raised here, and I've seen so many movies that have been shot here. I'm always trying to figure out locations. I got the first look. I got the exterior right.
Yeah.
The interior, I was like, man, where is that? And I was just trying to think. what is that? But wow, that's amazing. Hackney's. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
We had a really good art director. And, you know, Hackney's is almost, you know, it's as much of a restaurant as it is a bar, but she made it look like a wine bar.
Oh, yeah. With the candles and all that.
The wine bottles with the candles all over them and all over the place. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, anyway, nice job on that. Very, very, very cool.
Thank you.
What has the reception been for the film so far?
You know, it's been very positive. We just had our first two festival screenings. The world premiere was in New York at the Adirondack Film Festival, and we won an Audience Choice Award,
very
which
nice.
Was really exciting.
What kind of what is that festival like?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I bet. It must be beautiful.
It is. It's in the mountains, but it's in a very arts conscious small town where the people really come out to support what's going on
so
in the
cool.
town. So there were over 100 people at the premiere,
That's
which
great.
Blew me away. And you know, the really cool thing about premiering your film out of town is, you know, you don't really know what you have until you watch your movie with a bunch of people who don't
strangers,
know you.
Strangers, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when normally you show it first to the people who worked on it or, you know, your family and your friends.
Right.
And
when it's over, it's like, this is awesome. That was great.
Yeah. So it's especially interesting to watch a Chicago movie with them because they don't know any of the locations.
Now, what were some of the other locations you used? Because I only saw the first story.
The second story is shot shot entirely outdoors in Rogers Park, and it's about a couple walking from their apartment to the beach, and it's about this conversation they have as they're walking,
okay.
and stopping and talking to various dog walkers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so the name of that story is Cats and Dogs.
Okay.
And it's a really good showcase for Rogers Park, which is actually where I live.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm very proud of the
way. So the
way
most romantic one of your little stories was in the place
most
that you love.
One. And
well, it's because it's the middle.
Yeah,
it is.
That's when things are good.
Exactly.
That's the spot.
And it ends at the lake too. Which is always romantic to me.
You know, Rogers Park by the lake, beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And then where's the third one?
It's we actually shot that on the south side in Bridgeport.
Okay.
Which is where our script supervisor lives, and she gave up her apartment.
Oh.
Very generously.
Very nice.
Indie budget going on here.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
There's also a prologue in Hyde Park. That we shot on the University of Chicago campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a great French actress named Ida Politoff.
Yeah,
who has a cameo in it.
Yeah, and she gets to drop an F-bomb, which is...
Yes, she does.
She does, and, you know, she's a legendary actress. She's in one of my favorite movies of all time, which is called La Collectionneuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic French New Wave film from 1967.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, I asked her to drop an F-bomb, and she was more than happy to do it.
She did it very well. Claire, you repeated it nicely. So,
yes, I did.
So, anyway, Claire, it was really a pleasure to meet you.
You as well. Thanks for having me on.
Best of luck, and have a great time at the Oakton Community College Pop-Up Film Festival. We have a link on our Facebook page. And again, it's a bunch of movies being shown, including a Rendezvous in Chicago, which Michael is the director of, and Claire is one of the stars of. Thank you guys so much for coming down.
Thank you so much for having us.
I appreciate it. And good luck with the film.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next right here on WGN.